How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm bisexual,
yes,
so I was like, damn, I wish I could be a gay girl, but...
I just thought that I was just, like, such a good ally. I was, like, so angry about homophobia.
Some of our friends who, like, got really, they were like, I am such an ally, and including myself, it's like, it's fucked up!
Right?
How fucked up am I, you know, I think this is about you two, girl.
I do want to table the Ariana DeBose discussion for later, though, because I feel like she was Lin-Manuel Miranda-ifying. And that is relevant.
Yes.
That's relevant.
In so many ways. In so many ways. You could mean that in so many ways.
That is really... You know?
Yes.
Yes.
I had a friend, one of my friends was like, if Lin-Manuel Miranda did that, nobody would blink an eye.
Yeah,
that's
no
right.
Would.
It's, people are getting on.
It would
her
be on brand.
It's her, you know. I don't know if she's ever done something like that.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly, and it's just because the audience was giving such nothing.
They were
and
so
she
confused.
Was giving everything
nothing.
That added to like a little bit of like the comedy of it. But it's like I thought she did good. That
yeah,
was good.
I thought she was giving it all. She was on beat.
Yeah,
right.
She was on beat.
The rap was not. It wasn't great, but it doesn't matter.
But if it were like at like a comedy show, everyone would love it. Like if it were at like on any of our stages here in the local neighborhoods, everyone would be like,
people would be out of their seats like to open the comedy show with like something like that. Yeah.
Guess who we have, everyone?
Well, first of all, this is Fangirl Central, where being fangirl is central to our identity.
Let us not get ahead of ourselves. I am Amber Miller.
I'm Amanda.
And we are sisters. And our guest is Dylan Adler. Yes.
I'm honored to be on the podcast. Thank
we
you
are honored
me.
To have you.
We are honored to have you.
Genuinely.
Genuine fans. We're genuine fangirls of you.
Yes.
We are just so excited to talk to you about your fangirl history.
Yes.
I'm excited to delve into it. Also, I'm fans of you too. Very mutual.
Please
stop.
Oh, wait. So you just recently moved to LA.
Yeah, 3 months ago.
How are you liking it?
Permanently?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be here for
Ringling!
Yes.
Oh my God. Welcome to LA.
Thank you.
It's been waiting for you.
That's why Taylor should write a B-side.
Right. Yeah. B-side.
B-side.
The LA remix.
I know.
Taylor's version.
Taylor's version.
What brought you to New York? And was that where you went straight from home?
So yeah, well, I went to school in New York.
Okay.
So San Francisco, and then I went to school in New York, and I was like kind of obsessed with musical theater, and I wanted to, my big dream was to like to write a musical, like so Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked, or like Alan Menken, who wrote The Little Mermaid, like those were my heroes, and like then Lin later on was like a big...
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh. We have
to
of mine.
No, we have to
talk.
Get into that one.
Yeah. But then during my time there, I fell in love with comedy and mm-hmm. improv stand-up at the same time. And then I did more of that and just incorporated music into the act.
I love that.
So where does the gymnastics come from?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So gymnastics, well, you know, there would be like birthday parties when we were six or five. Like there would be at a gymnastics gym.
Oh, like the little gym.
Yeah. And that's how me and Max, we were like, oh my God, this is the funnest thing ever. So we signed up for classes when we were six. When we were babies, and we fell in love with gymnastics. We were obsessed with it.
Did you do it like competitively and like...
We did it competitively when we were nine.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, little tiny
ones. I know. I know. So the Hom brothers, do you remember Paul Hom and Morgan Hom? They were two twin gymnasts. It was like 2004. Vaguely. We were obsessed with them.
I vaguely have a...
Because I was obsessed with cheerleader. Like I got Cheerleader magazine.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. We got gymnastics magazine. So we were like Shawn Johnson, Nastia Liukin, like that era of gymnastics. We were like obsessed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so we did that up until we were 13, because the boys team kind of disintegrated because there were so little boys on the team. And then we transferred to tumbling and trampoline. So we did competitive trampoline.
Okay. Oh my God. Wait. Because I've always heard about competitive trampoline. I thought it was like the coolest thing, but I've never known a competitive trampoliner. So wait, like you guys were actually like judged on like the ways you were flipping and like
what
the elevation you could get off the trampoline.
We were on elevation, on uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
I can't remember what the show was, but there were two girls who were like competing against each other. Oh, it was Legally Blondes. Have you ever seen that?
Legally Blondes? Oh, I've seen Legally Blonde singular.
Okay.
But not the plural blondes.
Okay, Legally Blondes is, it just came to my mind, the mean girl and one of the twins.
You
need to watch this.
Oh my God.
They were the girl. Did you ever watch Sweet Life Zack and Cody?
Of course.
Okay.
It
was the girl twins from Sweet Life.
Oh
the
my
British
God. The
girls.
The British ones.
Yes.
They star in this movie called Legally Blondes.
Oh, of course. I know the poster. I know the poster.
Yes. There's a scene in that movie where she is doing a trampolining competition against the mean girl.
Oh my God.
Yes. I don't remember that.
I remember jumping and she like breaks her neck or she like hurts her neck. She's breaking it.
Oh my God. I remember.
In like a 2000s comedian way.
Oh my God. I remember that mean girl. Me and my brother quoted where she told London and Maddie like, your butt is huge and you have chicken legs. That's the best $40 I've ever spent. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that? So,
that was their big sister.
Yes.
That
was
their
big sister.
I remember
sister.
Being like, that's funny because she looks exactly like them. And then we found out that was their big sister.
In real life?
Yeah.
This is just, it's too much. It's too all in the family because Jennifer Tisdale, Asha Tisdale's sister, was in Bring It On, in it to win.
Dang.
Speak about it. Gymnastics and cheerleading.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. But I asked that because this man was doing flips all around the Elysian stage at our Twilight show. I should have known. I've seen you perform. I should have known that's what you could do. But you injured yourself.
I did injure myself.
And I didn't know until halfway through the show.
No, and that's okay. Like, I think the adrenaline kicked in so hard.
Right,
I was like, I'm going to do a handstand 14 Jacob.
Yes.
And then,
I
landed in my shin cut.
That's the worst place.
Ow! Worst place.
The shin is
worst
the worst place.
But you know what? For Team Jacob, it was worth it.
Yes. We are wolves.
Yeah.
And I am vampire.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not, honestly. At the end of the night, it's like, they're both kind of crazy.
Yeah.
They're both.
Right.
I'm actually against both. And I want her to end up with a woman.
Right.
No, seriously. Please. How about Bella and Alice?
Yeah.
Or what's that poor girl's name who was really bitter?
Jessica?
Jessica.
Oh, yeah. Anna Kendrick's character.
I kind of liked Jessica.
Show Jessica some love.
Same.
She's sad.
Jessica was like, you're like a little bit too depressed about being dumped by Edward. Like, we're all worried about you, and I get it, but like, do you remember that monologue she had?
Is
that
in the book
Moon?
Or in the movie?
It's not in the movie. I mean, it's not in the book. Anna Kendrick just like improvised it. She's like talking in the background of Bella like psyching out, like, look at a motorcycle, and in the background Jessica's like, I mean, like, we all know that you're depressed, but like, it's kind of scary, and like, you didn't even watch the movie. Like, I was kind of like, why did you even ask me to this movie? Like, she was like,
I remember that,
really,
I do remember that.
Upset. Oh my God,
really upset. And it was like Jessica making her character 3D.
I love that Anna Kendrick was like, I have done so much work on this character. I have to improvise this. This is actually not improvised. She wrote it. She wrote it down in her notebook the day before, and she's like,
"Jessica's confused." And I know Jessica would be confused.
Exactly. And
well, that's right because rightfully so. A lot of people in that movie are making delusional decisions.
Oh yeah.
But furthermore, to like how we decided that neither side was right. Both actors have come out and said, you know, Taylor said Jacob's annoying, and Robert has said Edward is annoying.
Yeah, Robert from the first movie, he was like, I played him like a serial killer. Like, he was like, this man he looked at the character, he said, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to play him like there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Like, from the beginning.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it, too.
That really helps fans, like,
that helps
peace.
Fans. That helps all the people who hated me at the show just, hey.
Mellow
no,
out.
Literally, the Edward fans were like, stop, like, what is the word? Hooting? Howling? It was like a whoo.
What is that?
Hooting.
Hooting. Hooting. Exactly.
That's what y'all were doing.
Right. And all the Edwards, so much fun
all
too.
The Edwards fans, because there were like 20 people for Team Edward on stage and 6 for Jacob.
Yeah.
And y'all were like, it was like everybody on Jacob was people of color.
Yeah. Everyone was a complete coincidence.
Complete coincidence.
No whites, the minorities.
Looked, just because he looks like he might be. Just because he's a little like not like
ethnically ambiguous.
A little. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, but it made for a great debate. I loved it. It was so political. It was and so I was funny. Really excited.
It was really fun.
Honestly, how is being a fangirl central to your identity?
Yes.
Oh man, being a fangirl is central to my identity because like when I get like when it comes to musical theater and like the way that I kind of when I feel passionate about an art form when it comes to like songwriting or musical theater writing or comedy, like how I start and how I get into it is being like just a fucking major fan.
Right.
And being like just kind of like so into like the intricacies of an art piece and like how did they write this song and how do they do that? Mm-hmm. Like so I was geeking out and fanning over Stephen Schwartz and Alan Menken and Lin-Manuel and like their writing process, like over these composers, because I was so into like how do they create this?
Mm-hmm.
And like
that's
I would
how you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I fangirled over like their writing process and like kind of their, and then when I fell in love with comedy, I was like, oh my, like with Margaret Cho or like with Ali Wong or like Jeannie Yashir and like other, I would like be like, oh my God, how did they write? Like, how did, what's their path? How did they get to where they're at?
Yes, like you want to see all of the behind the scenes that you can get your hand on.
Absolutely.
Like the entire process.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, you have to be obsessed with something to then, well, you don't have to, but I feel like if you're obsessed with an art form, like, it will just inform your own art.
Absolutely.
All the more.
Absolutely. And if you're not excited by, like, the art form and, like, what you're seeing and what you, like, something that you potentially want to create, it's like, why bother? Like,
exactly.
You have to be excited about it. You have to, like, you know.
The definition of passion. I remember growing up and being like, I can't see myself sitting behind a desk or learning to be a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what gets me very excited is, like, knowing what this process is of creating.
Absolutely.
Like, behind the scenes. Obsessed with behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, just as much.
Same.
I would, like, watch Twilight and then it would go off and then I'd watch the commentary.
Oh.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world is that? And then I was also obsessed with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
Like, Amber knows.
She
like,
was. When she dragged us to New York for him. Before Hamilton was like
there. Wait,
Hamilton.
Really? So
before
you were in the Heights.
I was in the Heights.
I love that.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
And you know how I got into In the Heights?
How?
Ariana Grande.
I thought was Latinx.
I thought as well because this was before she even put out any music. It was when she was still on Victorious.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
She had a YouTube channel.
Oh,
and
right.
She hit 96,000 subscribers.
Oh my God. Okay. So.
First of all, the fact that she only had 96,000 subscribers.
That's crazy.
On YouTube in 2010.
That's crazy.
And she rapped and / sang the entire 96,000 on an photo booth.
Whoa.
And I watched the whole thing and I was like, what is she doing? what is she singing? What is this song? And then I looked it up and I watched every Broadway, like every Tony performance, every like Good Morning America performance. And I was like, who the fuck is this Lin-Manuel? And he wrote it and he just created this. Yes. And then he had a video of him with a cover of Bet on
it. I know that is the way. Am I the type of guy who seems kind of gay? Bet on it, bet on
it. What? Yes, he has a cover of Bet on It. He did, and that solidified it for me.
That solidified. He did Bet on It, and he like to, promote in the Heights.
Off Broadway.
Could you imagine a Lin-Manuel Miranda's like, to sell tickets, I am going to memorize Troy Bolton's song.
He loves Zach Efron too. Genuinely loves Zach Efron and respects him. And I feel like I'm like the same as Lin.
Yeah,
I performed Bet on It in our musical review Disney Vortex, and I'm gonna do it again.
And you did
yes.
But I share that Lin.
Yeah,
because I was obsessed with him. I was like, I was in love with him at a point.
Oh my god! Well, I think kind of same.
I got there, and I was late.
And when In the Heights came out in theaters, I like I was like, oh, that was good.
I cried too. At Alabanza.
Oh,
how could you not?
No.
Alabanza, doña Chalda. How chill.
I never knew he had a Bet on It, and now I have to go look this up.
You still have on to YouTube. Watch it.
On his channel. Origin stories. Just like the rabbit hole. I love hearing fangirl origin stories, like the rabbit hole they fall into.
Right. Yeah. Like, how did you get into like Lin? Like, how did you find him?
Where did you find him?
Musical theater. Well, it started with the musical theater. Yes. So when I was in New York, I wanted to film score. That's like what I wanted to do.
Wow.
And then my mom took me to see Wicked as like a surprise. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the music, the story. And I was just like, how was this written? How did he do this? And I would lock myself in practice rooms, like with the Wicked sheet music and musical theater sheet music and other sheet music. And I would learn it and I would try to like get it in my fingers. And then I would try to write songs afterwards to try to like be influenced by that. So that's when I fell in love with theater. Mm-hmm. And then my sophomore year of college, Hamilton came out.
Okay.
And then it was like, whoa. Then it was over because it's like, okay. And then I discovered In the Heights after that. And I'm like, and it's like, it's not often that a show will, like that show changed just the, like it was a beyond a phenomenon.
It was. Beyond.
Yeah.
Like it moved the whole world. Everybody was talking about it for a second.
Everyone was talking about it. Yeah.
Everybody turned their eyes to Broadway. Like
absolutely.
All people, like sports fans. Everybody was like, wait, what is this?
Exactly.
What is it? They wanted to know what it was.
Exactly. Right. And like, I think a lot of movie musicals started to kind of pop up afterwards, like La La Land, because there was this big interest in theater. And and like we were talking about behind the scenes, like I would look up YouTube videos of like Alan Menken and like Stephen Schwartz, like Hamilton, like Lin-Manuel came out with an entire book of like how he wrote each thing that my mom and I bought at the store together.
Right.
He wrote a whole book about like he was influenced by Ja Rule in the song and like, that, like, to me, I just read it voraciously.
I used to listen to In the Heights with the Genius lyrics up on the screen so that I knew exactly what they were saying and then, like, also where the influences were. Like, Genius lyrics.
I love Genius lyrics.
That's a fangirl research tool.
They have great fun facts. Amazing.
Don't you love to know how a song, what inspired
just
a song?
Like, I just want to know everything. It makes me feel like I get the song better. Like, I'm like, yes. I hear it. And, like, I hear it how it relates to me, but I also hear how it relates to the artist. And
exactly.
Just, like, it's amazing.
I did yank the family to go see In the Heights. Mm-hmm. And then I also yanked the family to New York. We were touring NYU, but, like, Lin tweeted. It was 2013. It was October of 2013. And he tweeted that he was going to be doing some preview songs from Hamilton at the Morris Jumel Mansion in the Heights, in Washington Heights. And I had never been to Washington Heights. I was like, family, we're taking a taxi up to the Heights.
Yeah.
And we were like, we can't get a taxi. I was like, I know how to get there. It's in the song.
Amanda, are you serious? Was that your thought process?
Yes. And I said, we have to find a way to get there. We got there and I saw him walk in. Like, it wasn't a big event.
It was like the size, I don't even know. It was like 25. It was like the size of like maybe, it was like a tiny little flea market. Oh,
and he walks up and I freeze and I go to Amber. I said, no,
Lynn's here.
Right.
Lynn's here.
He walks past the door and Amanda like had disappeared because we were also looking at the historical part of the house and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And Amanda like runs back up to the family and goes, Lynn's here. Who is this man? A playwright?
And so it was before Hamilton had come out.
It was before.
And so we watched him. I think he performed My Shot. My dad
was blown away.
Like, he was
that was something.
He went up to
him all the way. You know.
Yes. He literally went up to him. I was like, that was amazing, man. My name's Andre Miller, and blah, 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 blah. And my mom spoke to him in Spanish, and then I was like, I became obsessed with In the Heights when I was 14, 3 years ago. And he was like, that's the age it'll get you. And I didn't know what he meant by that. I had no idea. I was like, wait, I'm still a teenager. What do you mean that's the age it'll get you? But like 13, 14, everything I was obsessed with at 13 and 14 will be with me forever.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Forever.
That's true.
That's right. It hits you in a very visceral spot. Mm-hmm. Like what you obsessed over at that age, it's in a very special spot.
It's the age that you're grasping for anything to just like be like, and then you're like, oh, that's me.
Yeah. Because you chose it. It's like, so it's not what your parents put on TV for you.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, I like this.
Yeah. No, that's true.
That's what it is.
Because before that age, it's a lot of like, you know, the music your parents, like the Disney CDs that your parents like
think it's like enjoy.
Yeah, it's that age where you really choose.
Yes.
True.
Wow. Yes. I love getting to the root of it.
Yeah.
So you said that you did gymnastics with your brother.
Yes.
Would your brother ever do a little set with you or
do a little. I think he'd be very, very down.
Really?
Very down. Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, everybody would faint.
Yes, so he is actually, because I like want to be able to do, I pressured him to like take like acting improv class and then stand-up class. So he's doing that right now in Tucson where he lives.
Oh, wait, Tucson,
Arizona.
I was like, that's Arizona. Okay.
Yes.
So do you see each other a lot, or
I'd say like whenever we visit family, maybe like 4 times a year, whenever during holidays. So, that's when I see him. But we call each other literally every day.
Yes,
that's good.
Yeah.
We do too. We live the same time.
I know. It's like we really. It's like because you guys probably know. Like your sibling is the only person you can. No guard down. It doesn't matter.
Just a nutcase. Like, just, it doesn't even matter. And you both also just kind of know.
You know what's going on.
You know each other.
Yeah.
For your whole lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, exactly. We're 2 years apart, but everybody thinks we're twins. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember life without Amber. So
yeah.
It's like, that's really comforting. I don't remember life without you either.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I love your guys' dynamic.
I'm curious about you and Max's dynamic.
Yeah, I wanna
yes.
I wanna know.
You know what is funny? I feel like in this dynamic, I am more like Amber and Max is more because Max was the older twin.
Okay.
And he did. Even though we were twins, he took on a little bit of an older twin role. Like when we were little, like I would follow him. If you want to decide to start soccer, I'm like, I'll do it. You know,
yeah.
So there's a little
bit of that. That's
right. Yeah. But our dynamic now, like, well, it went through a lot of like very much a lot of waves, especially when we were in the closet. It wasn't the best.
Oh, yeah.
But after we came out to each other, our relationship got much better.
Oh,
and I think, yeah.
And kind of same.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you're just more your authentic self, then you're able to like make deeper, realer connections.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I didn't come out to myself until I was 23.
Yeah.
Because I'm bisexual.
Yes,
so I was like, okay, I was on Tumblr, like looking at girls, having friends with gay girls. And I'm like, damn, I wish I could be a gay girl, but but I'm attracted to men. So I guess I'll just take the easier route. Like it was always in my head. It was like, of course every girl is attracted to other girls. Like,
right. And I just thought that I was just like such a good ally. I was like so angry about homophobia. And then I was like, no, I'm taking it personally for a reason.
That's so funny because some of our friends who like got really, they were like, I am such an ally. And including myself, it's like, it sucks up.
Right.
How fucked up I'm like, you know, I think this is about you too, girl.
Yes, like, please. Like, I'm the president of the ally community. I never want, I'm for marriage. I'm not going to get married. So everybody can get married. Like,
yeah.
But we were
That's
from,
so funny.
Because we grew up in the South.
Oh, yeah. I
so
mean, like,
it was also like just layers on top of that. It's like, why come out? Like,
oh
no
my
one
God,
was
I,
out.
Like, yeah.
Anyone that was out was like weird. We all went to all girls school. So people were calling each other lesbians.
Yeah.
As, like, an insult. Like,
yeah. I know. Like,
Hot mess hours.
Same. My high school, like, there were people who were out, but there was one guy who was bullied so bad he had to change schools. Like, it was not the space. So
the mid-2000s were like fucked up.
They were fucked up.
Yeah, so fucked up. Like, calling things gay.
Oh, when, yeah, as synonymous with, like...
Yeah, as for, like...
As Macklemore said, gay is synonymous with the lesser.
As Macklemore said... I thought I was gay and I cried.
Right.
Something. What did he
say? He
said
like,
something.
When I was in the third grade, I thought I was gay because I could. My uncle could. And I kept my room straight. My mom came in, tears rushing down my face. Shit. She loved Ben. You love girls since before pre-K.
Like, what a line. What a line.
What is that man talking about?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Speaking of Lynn, from a couple miles back, when did you start doing his impression?
I started doing his impression when I started to do more comedy stuff. So I thought, like, I wanted to... do a person who I loved really a lot. So, and someone who I was listening to and knew their voice pretty well. So I chose Lynn and I was like, it took me a while to actually get it in the throat. But then after,
it's tight.
You know?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It sounds it's so unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like, when I just, the year I started comedy, I learned his impression. That was like 2017.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because that was like right when Hamilton was like.
Yes, that was right when Hamilton was getting huge and Lynn himself was like a celebrity.
Right. Moana, and he was like on late night.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that I cried when I heard Lynn's voice during Moana.
Oh, really?
And I start crying.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I was like with the story, and then when I heard, in the ocean, the sky, in the ocean breeze, I was like, wait, that's Lynn. I was like, it took me out of it, actually. I'm like, wait, I'm not in the sea. I'm like, this is Lynn.
This is Lin-Manuel.
But I think I love his voice.
I think that your impression, it's very interesting because you have to do the voice, but you also have to like do the way he raps, like his style of rapping. Yes, like how do you stylize, like you freestyle with the way he does.
There's like some mannerisms that he does that gets me into it. He does like a little shaky finger.
He does. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
He does a little shaky finger. Hey, turn around, I'll shake it with my shoe bits. Like certain phrases will get me.
It's the last word.
Yeah.
That it, some phrases will get me into it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing because I feel like it's the perfect marriage of what you love, like your passion, and then like what you do.
Yeah. I mean, like it. Lin does represent a lot of things I fucking love, and like he is someone like after I saw In the Heights the movie, it made me so excited about just art, and I'm like, oh my god,
movie musical medium,
yes,
like I don't think I do not think many people have gotten movie musicals correct. I think I can list them. It's Chicago, Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
All three High School Musicals.
Yes.
And In the Heights.
Yes. Yes.
Like.
Yeah. Signed off.
Because there are movies that are, there are movie musicals that are good movies.
Yes.
But they're not good at directing musicals.
Yeah. And like. Totally different thing.
And like, I don't want to see why is there a dance number? And we're all the way over here. Like, I need to see these dancers dancing.
You need balance. You need balance. Not enough musical or too much musical and not enough movie.
Exactly. Yes.
Theatrics.
And Kenny Ortega is a genius.
Oh my God. Yes. I saw the behind the scenes of him directing Fabulous. And it was just so funny. Right. He was like an evil gay man holding these straight people hostage. Like, no, it's this. Fabulous. It's giving more early Madonna and less late Janet Jackson. Like, he was just, literally, like, holding these straight people hostage to get there. And I'm like,
perfection. Oh! He's that way. Yeah, because we were also watching the Best of Both Worlds concert film because he was the director of that whole tour.
No way.
And he was showing Miley how to do a kickstand trick. Yeah. And he was like, almost bend your knee.
Yeah,
he was
bend
like,
your
really,
knee.
He was the really man. Like,
he's like,
he's
if I can do it, you have to be able to do it because I am a grown gay man.
That's what he said
to her. You are teenagers.
Yeah, yeah,
so he's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
your
yeah.
bodies are more flexible. You must be doing this.
Yeah.
But I think he's definitely a genius.
He was my primary inspiration for becoming like a filmmaker.
Oh
like,
my
I was
God.
Like,
wait.
He's directing and he's doing the choreography just as good as Zac Efron is.
Yeah.
Multifaceted.
Remember when they did remember the story about the High School Musical to the what's it called?
The wave. Yeah.
They did the roller coaster.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say is how gay fandom is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, as a concept.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like
the terminology, the escapism, the like.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion of it all.
The desperate yearning.
Yes.
Yeah, there is a yearning. Yes, I agree.
There is a yearning.
Like, right. So, yeah. It's like,
and also even among like fandoms that might seem straight. So like even among like the One Direction fandom,
yeah.
it's like a bunch of girls who are like pining after these teenage boys on the surface.
Yeah.
But a lot of One Directioners have turned out to be queer. And it's
That's true.
For this is like the only boy they've ever loved. And it's because they're out of reach. It's like, it's not a real crush.
Oh,
it's like an aesthetic attraction.
Yeah.
More than like a romantic attraction. Of course, with bisexuals, it's both.
It's just Lil Nas says something in his song. He says, I wanna fuck who I'm jealous of, or something like that.
The ones I envy.
And that's true.
That's very relevant
and very gay.
Out of reach. It's like therapists will say, "Now, why do you like that person? Is it because you know you can't be with them?" And you are afraid to be with somebody for real?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, a lot of gay men will try to conflate crush with stanning, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you don't have a crush on them. You just stan them.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, right.
Yeah.
It's like when people will be like, I had to say somebody was my crush. So I said,
oh, same.
Mariah Carey, you know?
Same.
Like,
right.
Yeah. Who was mine?
Damn. Yeah. Who did you stan? Did you ever stan somebody?
Oh my God. Well.
Do you have a diva?
Well, a big one for me was Raven Simone. Like, well, just genuinely, like...
Raised
I love, like, just, like, her physical comedy, like those bits, like Lucille Ball, like she would like she would just do these like larger than life characters, and like me and literally my mom and brother, all three of us loved the show and loved her.
Absolutely.
And so that was like that was a big one for me.
She the only word I can think of is like I admire. I admired everything, like how she moved about the world. And then also she was like a she was just a clown.
She was a clown.
Like, yeah.
And she was doing drag flailing like, around.
Oh my God, yeah. She would do drag. She would dress up in these big campy outfits.
Yes.
And like, remember when she was
command
like
command the scene.
Bingo was his name.
Like, that was his name.
It was his name. This is still making me laugh
like,
really
it's
hard.
So good. And everybody in the cast, every single person in the cast was bringing it fully.
It was a good ensemble. Like the parents were funny. Like Disney Channel, after funny. A while, they didn't have funny parents.
I agree.
Black girl I talk to around our age is like, Raven Simone is 30% of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this, it's true for us. Like, I just was like, first of all, she's a Black girl, obviously. And it was cool to see that on Disney Channel, but she was crazy. Like, she was weird and wacky. And I was
unhinged.
Like, I feel like I'm seeing myself. And I am only now reflecting back on it about how unhinged she is, which means how unhinged I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like,
And she was a crazy fangirl, too, for the Boys in Motion.
And, yes, she was a crazy fangirl.
That episode speaks to me
that was
so deep.
Such a good episode. That was one of my favorites.
That
when
was
they
fan
stayed
fiction
with
at
her,
its finest.
Fan fiction.
Like,
that was fan
I was
fiction.
Like, yes, stay in her home.
Wait, can I tell you that? For little me, the Boys in Motion, a little sexual awakening.
Absolutely.
The way that they were so dirty. Like, they didn't clean up after themselves. I'm like, oh! It just informed a lot.
They did that booty pop, too.
Yeah.
They turned around to do a booty pop.
Yeah, they did. Exactly. Yes, in a heartbeat. You know?
They were hot. And Raven, Eddie, and Chelsea as the drag versions.
Yes.
Maybe we should move on to the game.
The game.
We are going to play a game.
I'm excited.
With Dylan.
We're going to put the impressions to a test.
Lin-Manuel Mirandify this song.
The first one is Work by Rihanna.
Yes. Let's do it. Yes. Work, 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 work. I'm gonna do work, Eliza. I'm going upstate to do work, 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 Eliza. Please tell Aaron Burr he does not have a real job. He does not have a real job. I'm gonna do work, 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 work. I need my legacy.
I love Take a Break.
Bravo.
That was beautiful. Work, Take a Break.
And it was literally like on theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It was on theme.
Listener Hamilton quiet a bit, yeah, so.
Yeah, endlessly.
Endlessly.
My college roommate was like, can you please play something else? Anything else.
Next up.
Yeah, keep the next one.
Lin-Manuel Mirandify, Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani.
Okay. If I was a rich girl, yeah. Oh yes, I would own all the country's wealth. Oh yes, you're just trying to move our money around, but you are not gonna be in the ground. Oh yes, my Harajuku girls,
no.
They're coming in the floor and they're gonna make a world. I'm gonna change the world turned upside down, cause I'm a rich girl.
Oh yes.
Yes, yes.
Not the Harajuku girls.
Not the Harajuku girls. Did you see that she said she's Japanese?
I heard that. I heard that. And you know what? I heard it.
I didn't need to see it.
You know, I don't support her fetishization of the culture, but I will say some of those songs were bops. Like
they were.
She put her whole kakusi into those songs.
Yes, the ones in the past, not maybe the present.
I can't name any new hits.
Singles.
No, I haven't.
I heard a single and it was harrowing.
Really?
What was it harrowing?
Like, what? I don't know what it was
called. Because it was just like Boku no Name.
It was like definitely more like Black and Latino inspired, and she was wearing like booty shorts
in some
type of gym, and she was twerking.
Oh my God, no.
And I don't remember what it was like, but it must have been something like it was something like it was like
oh okay. Oh okay, that win.
It was like last year.
Gwen, oh Caucasian. God. You are Caucasian.
Yes.
She's like, I am all the cultures that raised me. I am Japanese. I am Latina.
Okay, oh that's God. What she said. I feel like that just it goes to show like the complexity of a fangirl. You know, you have the problematic people with the things that raised you at the time.
Nuance.
You can take and leave some things.
You can take and leave
what you want. Leave
whatever resonates
hey, you know
with
what?
You.
I separate the art from the artist when it comes to Azalea Banks. So.
Right.
Well, we must carry on.
And moving on.
Oh, this is a good one.
Dylan, can you Lin-Manuel Miranda-fy Don't Rain on My Parade?
Yes.
From Bunny Girl.
Yes. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and puddle. Hey, yo, you're trying to get me in my life's puddle. Hey, yo, Aaron Burr, turn around, I'll show you where my shoe fits. Aaron Burr, you're looking useless as two shits. Aaron Burr, you're looking and you don't have a real job. Hey, yo, trying to stop, get up and you're just jealous because I don't wait for it. I don't wait for it. You wait for it because what was the song again? Oh, yes.
Don't rain on my parade.
Don't rain on my parade, bitch.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Bravo. I feel like the spirit took you over.
I really forgot
was
where
here
I
with
was.
Us in the
muse.
Room.
The muse.
The muse was
Lin
here.
Lin right there. She, right now, he's writing a song. He's like... Something.
Do you has he seen your impressions?
He apparently has.
What do you mean apparently?
Yeah, yes, what?
So I did a show once in New York, and one of the people who was in the audience was in Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh.
And so he worked, he knows Lin, and he told me, he's like, I showed one of your Lin videos to Lin, and he said it was funny.
Oh
and I was
my like, God!
Of course he did.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
I know. And I like hope, you know, like I do it out of like a place of, you know, like love. And I hope it's
admiration.
Like, I would, yeah, admiration. Yes. It's like, cause I love him so much. So it's like, yeah.
Yes. Also, Tick, Tick, Boom, I watched when I had a fever during quarantine, tucked away in my bed in that room right there. And I absolutely sobbed my whole
it's
head
so
out.
Good. It's so good.
And Vanessa Hudgens is in it. Talk about Bet on It, full circle.
I know. That's so true.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, Amber, you would love it.
I take pause with Andrew Garfield because he's so handsome.
Oh, and Andrew Garfield.
He did a wonderful job. He did an incredible job. I'm like, you really are playing that Jewish character.
Isn't he
that
singing?
Jewish man well?
He's singing, right?
Yeah.
He's singing.
And he does it well.
He does it really well. It's so harrowing that's when a handsome man can sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of like, and this?
And this?
It's like that vibe.
Yes,
of like,
yeah. It is.
Stop here.
It's like save some for the rest of us, bitch, you know?
Right.
Amber.
Do you want to talk my letters?
I'm talking about your letters.
After I saw Spider-Man Far From Home, I was so furious with Andrew Garfield for lying his entire press tour that he wasn't in the movie that I came home and I wrote a letter about honesty to him just to let it out. I was like, oh! Like, I have it on my Google Docs. And it's just become a nice thing that helps me.
And one day she wants to read it.
You know what?
I'm going to read it to him.
I think you fully should read this. Read it on the podcast. And read it. That is
like, maybe
so
on
funny.
Our... Yeah, on our Spider-Man themed one.
After you watch Tick, Tick, Boom, you'll have more to say.
I bet.
Yeah. In the letter.
I think I just need to start writing letters to Andrew.
Good.
Letters to Andrew. I just... Like, honesty, empathy, kindness, Andrew. Let's remember these things.
Remember our values.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
Okay. I don't want you to ruin your voice, so let's do one more.
Okay.
Yes, you have it in you.
Diva by Beyoncé.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes, I love that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. Me clearing my throat.
Yes. A diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler, yes, of a hustler. I'm sorry, Eliza, that I cheated on ya. I will never do that. And I was just saying no. I did the diva of a hustler, Eliza. You're such a diva, and that's why I love ya. Diva is a female version of a hustler who tells your story. Hey, yo, take me back.
And we have... a winner.
Absolutely. That was
fantastic.
That was show stopping.
that was show stopping. Oh,
Eliza.
Do you ever do this when you open up your drawer and you see Reynolds rap in your drawer?
Oh.
Do you start singing Every single time I open the drawer, I say, the Reynolds pamphlet. No. The Reynolds pamphlet. Have you read this? And I'm like, shut up, brain. I'm just trying to like wrap something in Reynolds
wrap. That will happen a lot. Like, I'll see something in like the song of
nonstop.
Anytime someone says nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Yes. That'll happen. That'll happen with many phrases.
Yes.
With many phrases.
Too. Yeah. You listen to Hamilton too much, guys.
Too much. Yeah. And then I'll sing it and people be like, I'm like, from Hamilton. And they're like, no. Yeah.
We only know my shot.
Like, I know. They're like, exactly. When someone tells me, like, turn around, I'll show you where my shoe fits. I'm like, stop. Like, I just can't help but make the association.
Oh, my goodness. Dylan, thank you so much for being on here.
Amanda, Amber, thank you guys so much for having me. This was so fun. You guys are the fucking best.
You are the best.
Do you have anything to plug?
Oh, yes. Tell us.
I am going to do a show at UCB March 29th.
Ah!
So I'm doing a show then. So.
Okay, everybody. Yes. And follow Dylan. What are your handles?
You can follow me on Instagram at Dylan Adler _, on Twitter at Dylan Adler 6, or on TikTok at Dylan Adler 7.
Ooh.
So yeah.
Today is March 24th. Hannah Montana came out 17 years ago.
Oh my God.
And Zayn left One Direction on tomorrow.
Oh my God.
What's the math? 8 years ago, which is...
That's crazy.
Sad.
And our after that, our plugs are follow us at fangirl.central on Instagram and Amanda Lane Miller.
And Amber L. Miller on Instagram.
And keep an eye out for any shows we're hosting. And
See y'all soon.
Woo! Bye.
And the music comes on.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.